We are continuing to give thanks this Thanksgiving season here on the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller. Dr. Eller, this week we are focusing our thanks on teachers.
Yes.
We wouldn't have the success that we have in the classroom and in life, really, if it wasn't for our teachers.
No, we would not. We know that a good teacher has a profound and lasting impact on students. They not only foster academic success, but they also foster personal growth and critical life skills.
Yeah.
And we are so fortunate to have just some of the best teachers. I'm a little biased. Some of the very best teachers that work with our students each and every day here in Sylacauga.
They really are incredible. And I'm a product of a different place, a different school. Coming into Sylacauga, of course, not knowing this area, but just being involved with the school in the position that I'm in, I can just tell there's such an importance placed on education and community involvement when it comes to these teachers that are pouring out their hearts and souls to these students. You can tell that they truly, really do care.
Oh, yes. I'll give an example. I was chatting with a teacher yesterday who had to run up to the school to get her classroom ready for the week. This morning when I dropped my grand boys off, I had a teacher's aide that came and stopped me and said, hey, how can I help? The youngest one is having a little struggle going from pre-K to kinder. It's a little different environment. And she said, how can I help him, be successful? That's what it takes. It takes everybody working together. Said it before, it takes a village, and we truly have a village. We have a family. Our teachers value what they do. They value our students, our families. And like you said, they pour each and every day into the students here that we serve. And that's evident. Data doesn't lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's evident the work that they're doing is having, one, what we can measure, that academic impact, but we're also seeing the impact socially and emotionally with our students, too.
Absolutely. When you look back and think back on your years, was there a teacher that stuck out to you that was just of utmost importance that really just put an incredible impact on your life?
I would have to say I had two. I had one in middle school who really inspired me to be a teacher. Her class was structured in a way that she allowed us to teach some of the chapters. It was actually a history teacher, so I love history almost as much as I love English. And so it was my turn to teach. And so I poured into that lesson. I made quizzes, I made crossword puzzles, I did all kinds of stuff. And that was way before you had computers and the internet. It had to come all from my brain put together.
Right.
And so the AI would have been great for that assignment, but that did not exist then, nor did computers.
Yeah.
And so that really inspired me to be a teacher. And then I had a high school English teacher that really inspired me to go into English, which is what I eventually did and, spent many years teaching English in the classroom. But, as teenagers, a lot of times we struggle with our emotions. We struggle with all the things that are going around us. And she had us journal write every day. And, it was a way that I could kind of release some of those struggles that I was going through. But she, she was just such an inspiration with the English language that I fell in love with it.
I love that. It's so funny. I had two teachers that also taught me English that were very, very impactful in my life, Mr. Gallagher and Mrs. Holcomb. And still keep in touch with both of them today. And went to church with them, and they were just incredible, incredible people. As a matter of fact, it was very funny, kind of came full circle. I had Mr. Gallagher for my ninth grade English class, and I had Mrs. Holcomb later on. And because of some scheduling issues, I went into Mrs. Holcomb's class, and she reminded me this over the summer. She said to me, and I had not known that I had even told her this, she said to me that I came into her class and I told her that I wasn't quite sure how I was going to like her class because I really liked Mr. Gallagher's class. And I was a little bit standoffish. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to, because I had heard like terrible things about Mrs.
Right.
She is up. She is like at the top of my list now. I mean, like, I love her so much. And
she won you over, huh?
She definitely won me over. But I actually saw Mr. Gallagher this past weekend at a best friend's wedding and told him that story. And he thought it was just the most flattering thing. And so two incredible teachers. And it's because of their dedication that truly makes an impact in the classroom, but then also in life. We've talked about that. With you in particular, Dr. Eller, in your position as superintendent, you know, first things first in the academic world, to ensure that your students have the right success for whatever comes after graduation. This year, you now have the report card out from the Alabama State Department of Education that said that you earned an overall score of 87, which is 1 point higher than last year.
Yes.
And the trends have been that since you got here in 2021. Most notably, you can just across the board see an incredible increase, particularly with Sylacauga High School.
Yes.
It was a 79 when you got here. And it's now at an 86. That's incredible. What an incredible achievement. Just overall, talk to us and share with us about what the most important impact of this report card is and why it's important.
Well, one, it's how our district is measured. You know, and so that's public out there. That measurement is public. Everyone can see that. So when they're looking to see, hey, is this where I want to send my child? You know, that score matters because you want to know that you're sending your student to the very best, to an academically sound school, to an academically sound district. And yes, it starts, you know, it starts with the board governance. It starts with having a good school board. Yes, it has. It starts with superintendent setting a vision and setting expectations and putting things in place. But you also need your building leaders to be sound and solid and to understand what they're expected to do and the task at hand. And we have that. Mm-hmm. And then you have your teachers that day in and day out are in that classroom delivering instruction regardless of obstacles, regardless of barriers. They are ensuring those students each and every day get what they need. And so when you have all of those factors in place, your system can move. And we've seen that. We've seen our system move from a C school system to almost an A. We're 3 points from an A. I'm not going to be happy till we get an A.
Yeah.
Because that's just who I am. But for our high school to make a 6-point jump in 1 year is incredible.
Yeah. So what is that exactly attributed to?
That jump is solely contributed to the student achievement, which we know is measured by the ACT that is taken one time in 11th grade. Now, we know that our students can take it multiple times, but for that form of measurement for academic achievement, they only pull that one data set from the 11th grade year of our students. And so that means all the work that we've done in all the other buildings are now culminating at that building, and those students are scoring well.
I mean, it's really staggering. It's really, really impressive. Okay, let's break down some of these numbers a little bit more.
Okay.
This past year, looking at this this breakdown, this chart that you have provided to your board, we're looking at academic achievement, academic growth, graduation rate, college and career readiness, and chronic absenteeism. College and career readiness had a 0.02. It was a very, very, very slight decrease, but still nonetheless is on par with where you were last year. You had a 1.9% increase in graduation rate. You had a 1.94 increase in academic growth, and you had a 2.68 increase in academic achievement.
Yes.
The number that was interesting here that caught my eye, which I was like a little unaware of, but then you explained, no, it's because it's like golf. You want to have a lower score.
Yes.
You had a decrease in absenteeism, chronic absenteeism, from 19 to 17. It was exactly a 1.49 decrease. Why is chronic absenteeism so important? Why is it calculated into this metric? And what advice do you have to teachers, or excuse me, to parents, to encourage their students to be in school?
Yes, please, please send your students to school. Now, if they're sick, don't send them, but please, sure, please send your students to school, because we cannot instruct them the way we need to instruct them if they're not present. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you miss school, it just pushes you so far behind and it's difficult to catch up. Yeah. And a lot of times we think, oh, well, they're in kinder, it doesn't really matter, or they're in first grade, it doesn't really matter, or they're in high school, and I don't even know what they're doing. But it matters. It matters tremendously. The work, you know, the work I see my grand boys doing, I've got one that's in kinder and one that's in first grade, and they've been really proud. They have not missed a day yet, knock on wood, and they are adamant that they want to be at school. They don't want to be checked out. They want to be at school. Mimi, can you figure out a way to make my appointment at the very end of the day? Or I might have to take them to urgent care over the weekend, not during the week, because they want to be at school every day. They don't want to miss. They want perfect attendance. And so I can't even imagine having to make up the work that they're having to do. You know, we did an e-learning day last week, yeah, because we had some professional development that was vital for our teachers to do across the board. And that is the best way for us to be able to do that instead of having a million substitutes in the,
sure,
building.
Sure.
And we try to limit those days. We do know that it can be a little bit of a hardship. But I spent several hours doing work with the youngest one.
Yeah.
He just requires a little one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine him being absent for days on end,
yeah,
and having to make up all of that work.
Yeah.
So it matters. What they're doing in pre-K matters. What, yeah, they're doing in kinder matters. Every single grade matters. And so as much as possible, limit those doctor, dentist appointments. We know that, you know, we know they're necessary, but we tried to provide our families with a calendar of events of days that would be good days to take them. For example, last Monday when we had e-learning, that's a great day to do your dentist appointment or doctor appointments.
You are spot on that. And it's I think about these achievements where you hear that these kids have had perfect attendance for 12 years of school.
Right.
How in the world is that even possible?
Right.
But
well, please don't let my oldest grandson know that, because he is adamant. I had to check them out at 2 o'clock a couple Fridays ago, and he said, "Mimi, is this going to mess us up? If it's going to mess us up, don't check me out. I'm not going." I said, I've checked with your teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
I've checked with the administration.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay. That's not going to mess up your perfect attendance record. You're
good.
Just missing your Halloween party. It's going to be okay.
That's good. So when it comes down to that in particular, I think one thing to keep in mind that I'm hearing you say is that it's not necessarily or maybe the mindset that you want to really instill into parents is that it doesn't just affect your child.
Yeah.
It affects the entire classroom and the entire school system.
Yes.
Because if your child continually falls behind, then the school system falls behind when,
correct,
it comes time to being graded overall. And so
think about that teacher in the classroom that maybe has 20 students.
Yeah.
And you've got one or two that are habitually out.
Sure.
So they're trying to move that class with instruction, but they've got two that, you know, have missed so many days that they're so far behind, they're struggling to understand, to,
right,
catch up. So you're having to stop that instruction of those other 18 to focus on the two.
Yes.
And it just it creates that cycle where everybody could be moving in the direction together. And that also means being on time.
Yeah,
you know, and I know that's tough. I know it. I'm packing snacks and,
yeah,
thermos bottles, and everything else every morning. And so I know it's difficult, but creating a system to where you can get to school on time. Mm-hmm. You know, we lay out clothes the night before. Yeah. We pack our snacks the night before. Mm-hmm. They wait for the alarm clock to go off at 7 o'clock. They understand they have to be fully dressed before they leave their room. I mean, we have procedures in place. Otherwise, I wouldn't make it.
Yeah,
sure. To work on time every day. And so it's important for them to be on time as well.
What else do you want to draw the attention to on this report card before we wrap up in terms of what the achievements are and what you look forward to this being even next year?
Well, as you know, next year, the students, they passed the law about college and career readiness. So even though you see it as a separate score now, it should match the graduation rate next year because students cannot graduate unless they have that college and career readiness indicator.
Okay. Yes.
So if you have a 94-95% grad rate, your college and career readiness is going to be that exact same number.
Makes sense.
Because they can't graduate without it. So ensuring that your students at the high school level are plugged into a pathway. It's so vitally important for them to be plugged in so that they can gain that college or career readiness indicator.
Okay.
And we've had, you know, Dr. Goodwine on before that explained all the different ways they can obtain it. But the easiest way is to be in a career tech pathway all 3 years to stay in that pathway. And then we hope that they'll earn some kind of a credential that could be used in the business industry world.
Well, we wouldn't be able to do it without our incredible teachers,
yes.
of which we are thankful for yes. today as we continue to shine a light on who we are thankful for this month. Thank you for your leadership in making that possible to have good teachers who share the vision of what you're trying to carry out.
Well, I'm blessed to work here, and I'm blessed to have the staff that we have. And I would just encourage the community, if you see the teachers out and about, tell them thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, send them notes of encouragement. You know, send them a gift card. Send them a, you know, a coupon to go to Cup of Grace or Starbucks or the nutrition shop. They probably need some of those nutritional drinks to give them the energy to keep going. But just take the time to tell them thank you for the work that they do each and every day, because once again, our students would not be moving academically if it wasn't for that great impact of great teachers.
Dr. Michelle Eller, the Midweek Superintendent, thank you so much.
Thank you.